Proclamation number 6889 of 8th of August, 1957. God exhorts to belief in the end. Every day brings you closer to the end. Every day leads you to beat it you'd in paradise on the new earth or also to the abyss when you experience the end in a state which requires a new banishment. This is an incontrovertible certainty, for what is determined in my plan from eternity will also be kept, and the day of the end is therefore fixed and it is imminent for you in a short time. If you would now rely on this announcement of mine, then you would also arrange your life accordingly. The spiritually striving ones would be even more eagerly concerned about their souls' salvation. The worldly people, on the other hand, would enjoy earthly life even more and still try to savor all pleasures before the end comes. But these lack all faith, and those only have a weak faith because the announcement from end of this earth demands such unusual things to be believed, because such an event has never been experienced before and no evidence is left for earlier similar events. Everyone does not take my words seriously enough, and dislike doubt about it is also in the hearts of my own, because they are human beings who are only ever able to grasp limited things, and such an end as I predict to them is so immense that they cannot conceive of it. But you shall believe me, for I do not send you words from above which do not correspond to the truth. Nor will I let you be misled by forces which work on behalf of my adversary, because you have to carry out a mission, to do the work on earth for me in the last days which can only be done by people. Through you I want to stimulate people into eager soul work. I want to speak to everyone through the mouth of a human being in order to still save what has not completely fallen prey to my adversary. The service you should render me only consists of passing on my word to your fellow human beings, and therefore you can only receive pure truth from me. And therefore you also enjoy every protection against the forces which ascend from the kingdom of darkness and try to dim or extinguish the light from above. Therefore you need not fear that doubtful spiritual knowledge will come to you, and you can spread the words I speak to you without hesitation and in all certainty in order to send warnings and admonitions to humanity, because the end is coming ever closer. I will never tell you the day and hour so as not to make you incapable of the work you should and can still do in firm trust in me, your God and Father of eternity. But I can only ever point out to you that you don't have much time left. And this serious admonition will be sent to you time and again in order to increase your zeal, for you must not become lukewarm. And you would do well to live and speak as if tomorrow were already the last day, for it comes unexpectedly. Although you will still experience my intervention beforehand, but it will not be long in coming either, and the end will soon follow it. And if you were only able to roughly assess the great significance of the end of one redemption period and the beginning of a new one for the course of development of everything spiritual, and especially for the people now living on earth, then you would also be able to understand why I send these words to you again and again and why I admonish you, who are and want to remain my own, to firmly believe in my words. For only in faith do you speak with conviction, and only a profound faith also gives your words the power of persuasion for your fellow human beings. Only the certainty of your speech will make them questionable. For mention must be made of the end, and whoever believes in it will also still make use of the time and not be lost. Amen.